This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, director of Eugene Public Library, with a book review of I Think You're Totally Wrong, A Quarrel, by David Shields and Caleb Powell. When I first heard about I Think You're Totally Wrong, I was quite intrigued. After all, the book jacket promises an impassioned, funny, probing, fiercely inconclusive, nearly to the death debate about life and art. I love nothing more than a debate about life and art. The setup is pretty straightforward. David Shields, writer in residence at the University of Washington, invites his former student, Caleb Powell, to spend 4 days together in a cabin in the Cascades, creating a literary version of My Dinner with Andre. In their quarrel, Shields, who's written 16 books, would represent art. Powell, who's worked construction and taught ESL on six continents, represents life. The two men recorded conversations and present an edited transcript assembled in chronological order, with sections varying from a few lines to up to 4 pages in length. To me, their conversations seem somewhat stilted and self-conscious, with surprisingly little difference between the two men. But it's not just a book. James Franco has directed a film version in which Shields and Powell play what they call a version of themselves as they act out the transcript of their conversation. It premiered last month at Vancouver's Doxa Film Festival. I have to confess this was not a book I would have finished reading if it weren't for this review. I found it a little sad. As Shields says partway through day two, "It's an ancient form, two white guys BSing. I also like the idea of us asking ourselves, why are we even doing this? Why aren't we home with our wives and children?" I wondered the same thing. This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, reviewing I Think You're Totally Wrong by David Shields and Caleb Powell.